AI News by Conjero.
Google's new AI overviews aren't collapsing in the lab. They're running into a problem that only shows up at the scale of Google search. A recent analysis from Ars Technica tested the feature and found it was wrong about 1 in 10 times. 10% can sound tolerable in an experiment. But when you put a probabilistic answer engine in front of billions of queries, a double-digit miss rate becomes a system's problem. Even if errors cluster by query type, language, or topic, that percentage still translates into millions of incomplete, misleading, or simply false answers being delivered every hour. That's the key point. This isn't just the occasional funny hallucination you can screenshot and move on from. It's the normalization of a machine that produces plausible-sounding answers at the top of the most trusted information product on the web. That trust is baked into the interface. The answer appears right under Google's brand, above the links users learn to treat as the fallback. So users are more likely to accept what they see and less likely to check the original sources. Why is search such a harsh environment for generative systems? Because the cost of being wrong is asymmetrical. In a chatbot, an incorrect answer can be entertaining and still useful. Search, the wrong answer can displace the user's ability to verify facts or follow correct instructions. A bad recipe wastes time. A wrong medication interaction, tax deadline, or account recovery step can do real damage. There are three failure classes worth knowing. First, retrieval errors. The system pulls low-quality, outdated, or only tangentially relevant documents, and the generated summary inherits those flaws. Second, synthesis errors. The model has relevant material but combines or simplifies it incorrectly, merging distinct claims, overgeneralizing, or removing important hedges. This is the classic hallucination, but in search it often looks like a malformed summary rather than pure fabrication. Third, presentation errors. The answer is phrased with unwarranted confidence, citations are buried or unclear, and the interface makes the text feel more authoritative than the underlying sources justify. Those distinctions matter because they point to different engineering fixes. Better retrieval helps some problems. Smarter prompting, post-processing, or refusal rules help others. UI changes can make uncertainty more visible, but none of those fully remove the structural issue. The product shows a synthesized answer before users see the range of sources that would let them judge it. Likely failure chain looks familiar. Retrieval surfaces an uneven set of pages. A generative layer compresses them into a concise answer. The model smooths over uncertainty to stay fluent, and the presentation layer makes the result feel definitive. At each step, the system can drift farther from what the sources actually support. A drift is especially dangerous for ambiguous, rare, local, or time-sensitive queries, cases search engines have always struggled with but used to expose as a list of links rather than a single prose claim. This rollout is also a strategic product move. Competitors have trained users to expect conversational, ask and answer interactions. Google risks losing attention if it sticks to 10 blue links. AI overviews are meant to keep users in Google's ecosystem by making results feel immediate and task completing. But the trade-off is clear. Answer first, verify later. That choice changes the reference point for the whole market. If the dominant search platform normalizes generated answers that carry non-trivial error rates, others may feel pressured to do the same, potentially spreading the same trade-off more widely. Publishers are affected too. Generated answers can absorb intents that used to lead to clicks, reducing referral traffic, while the platform takes on more responsibility for accuracy. The web and the search engine remain mutually dependent, but the answer layer increasingly hides the web's complexity behind a polished summary that may not deserve the confidence it projects. So what can Google do? Are sensible mitigations, tighten retrieval, limit which queries get generated answers, surface citations more aggressively, improve refusal behavior, and make uncertainty more visible. But those are bandages on a deeper tension. A search product wants to be fast and decisive. A factual system wants to be careful and conditional. Generative search sits between those goals and has to choose, query by query, where to land. The reported inaccuracy rate matters not just as a bug to fix, but as evidence that this architecture carries technical debt. And now that debt is visible at search scale.
AI News by Conjero.